Good morning, Lee.
And whether it's toasted or natural, granola or clusters or bircher, you're going to share some healthy muesli.
That's exactly right. You know, breakfast is such an important meal of the day. And let's be honest, muesli is one of the more popular options on the cereal shelf. There are lots and lots of different types of breakfast cereals out there these days. And there's even lots of different types of muesli, as you mentioned. There's toasted, there's untoasted, there's granola clusters, there's that Swiss or bircher muesli, which is very, very popular in the health food circles. So there's all these different types, and it can be quite tricky knowing which ones are healthy choices and which ones can be a little bit high in sugar and added oils and fat, and maybe not the best choice. Maybe a delicious choice, but not the best choice for your health.
To code the cereal aisle, so what's on the shelf, we might ask?
Well, let's start with the healthiest picks, and this is your untoasted, your raw, or your natural muesli. And there's so many different varieties here, and it's really interesting because you'll often see a really big price difference, and often that is because some of the less expensive muesli have maybe a lower percentage of nuts and seeds and sort of fancy ingredients, and they're usually just a base of rolled oats with a little bit of dried fruit and nuts. And it's a pretty simple, nourishing and very filling breakfast. You might also see toasted muesli, where they've been, you know, the mixture has been coated in either sugar or fat or both, and they're baked until golden. Now, these are usually a lot more, fatty, high in kilojoules and high in sugar. They often taste very nice, but we do need to be a bit aware about how much we're having of those. And then to go one step further from that is your granola, which is kind of more chunks and clusters of muesli, so even more sugar and fat is added to kind of get these really kind of crunchy, clusters, which are very, very popular, but not always the most healthy option.
Tell us a little bit about bircher or Swiss muesli.
So bircher muesli is actually, a very healthy food. It was developed in many years ago by actually a doctor in the Swiss region, and it's essentially made by soaking oats in either juice or water, and then you add in extra things like grated apple, for example, maybe some dried fruit, nuts or seeds, and you let that soak usually overnight. So what happens is that the oats kind of don't break down completely, but they do soften a little bit, and it's almost like a cold porridge. Now, it's very, very popular in European countries, and it's a really healthy breakfast. It's a really good way to kind of improve digestion because those oats are sort of partially kind of broken down by the milk or by the juice or by the water.
What about a muesli makeover? Like a plain untoasted muesli is often our best bet, isn't it?
Well, that's right. You're better off going for your untoasted or your natural or your raw muesli, but there are ways that you can actually bump up the nutrition. And the first thing is to obviously add some yogurt or milk, and this is going to add some protein and some calcium. Where possible, go for unsweetened or unflavoured yogurts, and that's just going to lower the sugar a little bit. If you want to add a little bit of natural sweetness, and obviously fruit is a really, really good suggestion here. It's very high in fiber. We should be aiming for two different types of fruit a day. So, a banana sliced on top, some berries in your bircher muesli. You might grate an apple or add some other forms of fruit. Dried fruit can be a little bit high in concentrated sugar, so just be aware of how much you're using with dried fruit. And then my other favourite thing to add to muesli is nuts and seeds. These add healthy fats. They add flavour and crunch. And sometimes if you buy, again, a cheaper sort of brand of muesli, there might not be a lot of nuts and seeds in there. So you can just add your own rather than looking at the really expensive options out there. And that way you can kind of add the nuts and seeds that you enjoy the taste of.
When we head to the supermarket aisles, we can shop like your good self, be a dietitian, and to look for the back of the pack. And you're just about to describe some of those ideas.
That's right. So there's four main things to look for on the back of the packet, and we have got this in this month's issue of Healthy Food Guide. But the first one is to look for whole grains. So that should be in the ingredients list. So you want it to be made with oats or barley or quinoa or something like that. That means you're going to be getting a lot of fibre in. Speaking of fibre, we want to be buying a muesli with more than 8 grams of fibre per 100 grams. That means it's going to be a high fibre, healthy, satisfying choice. We don't want too much sugar, so less than 10 grams of sugar per 100 grams. This might bump up a little bit if there's lots and lots of dried fruit in that muesli, but as a general rule, less than 10% sugar is a really good option here. And then, of course, the fat we need to keep a bit of an eye on. Again, if there's lots of nuts, the fat might creep up a little bit, but we want to steer clear of ingredients like butter and coconut oil and palm oil and things like that in our muesli. If you see those in the ingredients list, then steer clear.
So watch for added sugars and fat.
That's exactly right. So you want to have a really simple ingredients list. I mean, at the end of the day, muesli is something that you can very easily make yourself at home. So check the ingredients list on the back of the packet or on the back of the box. And if you think, you know, that's something that I would make at home, it's got nuts, it's got rolled oats, it's got seeds, it's got maybe a little bit of cinnamon for a bit of flavour, then that's probably a good choice. If you're seeing all these extra ingredients, all these extra sugars and added fats, then it's probably not the best option.
Healthyfoodguide.com.au is the place to go. And dietitian Brooke Delfino from Healthy Food Guide magazine, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more again next Tuesday morning, a little after 7.
Thank you so much for having me.